Atikra Elisha Vatoymel, she tells her husband is right after he dies. Orutza Adisha Lekim Voshuva. I want to go to Elisha. She didn't tell her husband that the child died. She didn't tell him that. Vayoymer Madu Atoylechas Hayoim. Loi Shabbos v'loi Chodesh, or Loi Chodesh v'loi Shabbos. Vayoymer Shalom. Vayoymer Shalom. She didn't say why she was going. First of all, you have to know why she didn't say. Why Taka didn't she tell her husband the kid's dead? The husband says, why are you going today? She had a very good reason to go. It doesn't get any better than that. Dead. Right? It's a pretty valid reason. It's a pretty big emergency. Right? I get all kinds of emergencies. I told the Elam over the mice I had a couple of years ago. I just told my Bekiyas Chever, 12th grade Shia, about the mice I had a couple of years ago. I get a knock on my door, emergency. Pikuach Mufoshes. So I was in the middle of learning. I really had no time to start opening the door. But, Pikuach Nefoshes, you have to open the door, see what it's about. Somehow I didn't feel like it was going to be a real Pikuach Nefoshes. Anyway, the secretary gives me a number. Somebody called. It's life and death. So I called the person. What was the life and death, Shaila? They have a cat. And the cat had failed kidneys. And they want to get a transplant for the cat. So why are you calling me? I don't do cat transplants. Cup transplants sometimes I do. And not for cats. What are you calling me for? So they said, the person wanted to know if they, it's like a $10,000 operation. They want to know if they can take it off their Meister money. That was the shayla. That was the life and death shayla. So what I wanted to tell them was, they should give $10,000 to the yeshiva and give me the cat and I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it. You say, Tehillim, whatever we have to do, we could do. Just you could give. That's the biggest chus to give $10,000. Lemaisa, the lady here had a very valid cause. That's a given pikuach nefoshes. Literally pikuach nefoshes. Right? Literally to bring a person back. Why doesn't she tell her husband what the problem is? So that's one thing you have to know, what's pshat. Why she didn't tell her husband? Could be, according to the stipler, it's a very interesting stipler. The stipler, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, said that when a person, let's say, has a problem. So two questions. One question is, let's say it's not a life and death problem. Like somebody called me yesterday from Eretz Yisrael, they're having trouble having children. They wanted to know what they should do, maybe make a name change or whatever. Years and years, meaning they're married already 25 years, never without children. I don't know what they could do. Lemaisa, the stipler had a shayla. Person, let's say a person doesn't have children, they're married for a year or two, they don't have children. Should they run to the doctor? So the stipler held, you should wait before you go to the doctor. Because once you go to the doctor, now it becomes known, right? Let's say you go to the doctor says, okay, you have A, B wrong with you, right? He checks you out, says, okay, the wife or the husband, A and B wrong. This is, they can't, difficult for them to have children. So now, Zokta Stipler, now you need an ace niggler. Now you need an open miracle. Till you knew something was wrong, all you need is an ace nister. Every day we have nisim happening. Al nisecha shibcholim imanu, right? To be zoichet, to have an ace nigla, that's a much higher madrega. You have to be on a higher level to get an ace nigla. So the stipler held, you should wait. Don't run to the doctor right away. Wait. Don't rush the gun. That was a stipler sheep. It's an interesting sheep. Similarly, if a person is sick, how soon do you publicize it? Do you right away go tell people to daven? Or do you keep it quiet? Same type of a shayla. There's different shittas about that. What do you do? Sometimes you realize somebody is very sick. Right? I have sometimes such a situation. Somebody's very sick. Somebody will ask me and I won't make it out like it's so bad. Why don't I want to make it out like it's so bad? Because if I make it out it's so bad, then they need a bigger nace to be healed. So it's better people should think it's not so bad sometimes. Same idea. So it could be that since the Isha Shemamis knew she needed Tchias HaMesim, So she felt the less people that know, the better it is. So she didn't tell her husband. She dafka didn't tell her husband. So if he knows about it, now she needs a bigger nes. That's one pshat. I have another mahalach, which I want to tell you. And it ties into the next piece here. What does Elisha do? Elisha makes a hostical Torah out of it. He says, she came by Tovei Adisha Lekim and she told him the whole story. Take my stick. And Elisha sends Gehazi, his trusted Talmud, to the Vatome Manar, Fayelech Achareho. Epis, there has to be something, some connection to Elisha. First, Elisha sends his stick, and then he himself goes. Why did Elisha have to come to make the Pikuach Nefosh? Make the Tchias HaMeisim from where he was. The same tefillah he made at the end when he brought back the Tchias HaMeisim. Right? He brought him back. What did he do? He did a davar to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. He could have done the same thing. Vayispalel al Hashem. Elisha davened to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. He could have done the same thing. Why do you have to make hakofis and come and make it? Do it from where he was. So I want to tell you a simple idea. And this could also explain why her husband wasn't able to be zeicha to the same thing that she was zeicha to. To know about the neis and the tchis hameisim and the whole thing. There's a fascinating chazal in Parshas Nosei. Chazal tell us the following. Chazal say that if a person is not makpet to give trumas and maisris to the kohen, soif shetiste ishtay. The end will be his wife will become a soiter. Now you have to realize a soiter is the worst thing of worst things. Nebuch, a person's wife becomes immoral, takes her to the Beis HaMikdash, she explodes. This is a terrible thing. This is the worst of the worst. So Chazal tell us, why do we find trumas and maisris next to the Parsha Soiter? To teach you, somebody who doesn't give trumas and maisris, soif shetisteish. Frektik saf soifra. Soif shetisteish. But the guy didn't give trumas and maisris. So he's a cheap guy. He's cheap with his money. Let him lose his money. Why does his wife become a soifra? What's the correlation? So the ksav soifra has an interesting pshat if you look in the ksav soifra. Ksav soifra wants to say that we know if somebody gives trumas and maisris, he becomes rich. Right? If you don't give trumas and maisris, you lose your money. So he says, really, if a guy has a wife that's hanky-panky, right? She's not behaving. So you divorce her. What are you taking to Beis HaMikdash with the water? What are you making such a bizoyan out of your whole family? Just give her a get and l'chaim ul'shalom. Right? What are you doing the whole thing for? How many men are going to do this, schlep their wife to the Beis HaMikdash, have her drink water, maybe she'll explode. Come on. If you have a problem, obviously your shalom bayis is not going very gishmak, give her a get. Says the Ksav Sofer, the only guy that brings his wife to Beis HaMikdash, al Saitan, it's because he can't afford a ksuba. If he was able to afford a ksuba, he wouldn't do the whole thing. So that's what it means. If you don't give chumas and maisris, you become poor. If you become poor, you won't be able to afford a ksuba. Mainly you'll have to schlep your wife. What's shver about the Ksav Sofer? It's a gishmak achap. What bothers me? According to the Ksav Sofer, has nothing to do with chumas and maisris. Really. Really, she's a soiter because she's a soiter. Grada, you're going to be stuck. But a lot of people don't give chumas and maisris. Their wife's not a soiter, according to the way he's learning. Just means if your wife's a soiter and you don't give chumas and maisris, you'll have no choice. You'll have to bring it to the kohen. You won't be able to just give her again because you can't afford it. Say shver. So I'll tell you another possible shot in this inyan, and that is very simple. What's the reason, and this you guys may remember, I asked this kasha years ago already, what's the reason why the Torah made trumas and maisris that you give to the kohen? You remember Yeshua kohen, you remember this kasha? It's a big bizoyan. The kohen has to come, knock on your door, trumas and maisris, so you go to him. It's a bizoyan. No? Why didn't they make a tax? Everybody gives Trumas and Maaseches to the tax, to the government, to Klal Yisrael. And Beis Din will give out each coin every month a check. Why is it that every coin is like an Onim B'Pesach? Every coin comes to your house getting Trumas and Maaseches. Isn't that a Bizoyan? Wouldn't it be more respectable? The coin gets every month, he gets a stipend. Every month. He doesn't need to worry, go to this Jew, go to that Jew. Remember that Kasha? Remember the Teretz? Okay, so I'll tell you the Teretz. So the Teretz I gave is a simple Teretz. The Torah wanted that every Jewish family should be connected to a Kohen. If you just give the money to some government agency, you have no connection to a Kohen. The Torah wanted that every Yiddish mishpacha should have a Kohen, a Talmud Chacham that they're connected with. You hear Maritz? That's why they didn't want the money should just be, a check should be made out to the government. There should be a relationship. Makirei kohune. Somebody you have a connection to. And therefore, somebody who doesn't give Trumas and Maaseches, not only is he missing the fact that he's not giving Trumas and Maaseches, he's missing a connection to a Kohen. So his whole home doesn't have holiness. If his home doesn't have Kedusha, he ends up with a Saita. Saita doesn't just happen. A Saita happens if you have a home without Kedusha. Now it's Gevaldik. Why was the woman Zoicha to everything she was Zoicha to the Isha Shunamis? Because she had Achnas HaZorchem. Not only she had Achnas HaZorchem, she had special Achnas HaZorchem for Elisha because she called him an Isha Elohim. She recognized his greatness. And the Gemara says that she recognized the greatness more than her husband did. Her husband didn't recognize the greatness. That's why the Tchias HaMeisim was davka done through the Talmud Chacham coming back to her home. To show that that was the whole schus, that she housed the Talmud Chacham. And that's why since her husband wasn't involved, originally, he wasn't zeichet to see the Tchias HaMeisim. Okay.